Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
It's 7:17 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Time to see if we can check in with our man in Rio. Here is Steve Kastenbaum. Steve, how's things going? I guess we have to start by talking about this kerfuffle that has erupted between the Brazilian officials and 4 of our swimmers. 2 of them now, who are still in Brazil, have been told they can't leave the country. What's the very latest there this morning?
By the way, one of our local guys, Jack Conger from Rockville.
We're not happy about
free
it.
Free Jack Conger.
Yeah, Jack Conger and Gunnar Bentz were on their way to a plane. They had already made their way through customs. They cleared customs, and they were on their way to a flight heading back to the United States when Brazilian officials stopped them and said, we're not going to let you leave right now. We still have questions about the incident. There are discrepancies in the stories that each of you have told. And while this investigation is ongoing, we would like you to stick around and answer some more questions and help us out with this
investigation. Well, you say like you to stick around. They were told they could not leave, correct?
Right, essentially, yes. And it's not clear whether their passports were confiscated, but there was a judge's order saying that they would have to surrender their passports while this was going on. Meanwhile, Ryan Lochte is back in the United States, and apparently Matt Lauer spoke to him on the phone, and he went on TV last night and said that Lochte asserts that this absolutely did happen to them, but he changed some of the facts. He said that they weren't actually pulled over by men who were flashing badges, but in fact, the taxi pulled into a gas station, which is actually originally what we had heard, and pulled into a gas station so that they could use the bathroom. And when they came out of the bathroom, that's when they were confronted by these men, one of which was armed. And then he also said that the gun wasn't put to his head, but it was pointed in their general in the general direction. So he did change some of the facts a little bit. One of the reasons why he said he changed the facts, according to Lauer, regarding where the taxi was and being pulled over, was, quite frankly, was a little embarrassing. But he's saying that he actually spoke to Brazilian investigators before he left, and they did not tell him he needed to stay. So he got on the plane. He said that it was a cordial meeting with Brazilian investigators, and that no one brought up anything about discrepancies in the stories, and he was allowed to go.
So clear something up for me, and I do want to get to the sports going on there, but this is obviously a dominating story right now. Have the Brazilian authorities said exactly, you know, even if you agree with the Brazilian authorities and these swimmers have made up this story or have been inconsistent with their story, are they guilty of something? Is there some sort of crime involved here? Why would they not be allowed to leave?
No one has said anything about any potential crimes. That's the odd thing about this. And, you know, this is a huge black eye for Rio 2016, the fact that a high-profile athlete could even allege that they were robbed, right? So, you know, these games were mired in controversy leading up to the start of the games, and they've been proceeding, despite a few incidents, relatively smoothly. And then Ryan Lochte and these 3 swimmers say they're held up. It's, you know, it's a black eye for officials, regardless of whether or not he made up the story. So, you know, they cast some doubt. They sowed the seeds of doubt in his tale, and everybody thought, okay, that'll be it. You know, they've you know, caused people to second guess whether this happened or not. But now, by detaining or at least telling these 2 athletes they weren't detained, but telling them that they couldn't leave, they've assured that this story will not go away.
No,
whereas
exactly.
It probably would have faded away after another day or two.
All right. So how about the actual Olympic competitions? How is it going today?
Well, first of all, last night, what an exciting game on the basketball court. Team USA beat Argentina by more than 20 points, but that doesn't really reflect how exciting the game was on the floor. Argentina kept Team USA running, and it was a very exciting game because the arena was packed with fans from Argentina, and they were so loud and chanting the same type of chants they would for a soccer match and they were trying to will their team to victory, but the United States advances to the next round as we are in the elimination rounds now of the basketball tournament. Women's team plays today. We also have Usain Bolt going for another world record. He wants to win a third gold in a row for the 200-meter dash, and he will probably do it. He looked so at ease during the time trials. He was looking over at another runner next to him and smiling. They were kind of laughing as they crossed the finish line together. That'll be a packed stadium tonight for that race.
And the track and field, also the Americans, you know, we often think of the Americans dominating in swimming and, of course, in basketball, gymnastics often. But, my gosh, our hurdlers, especially our women hurdlers, they absolutely were incredible last night. It's not often you see one country sweep the gold, the silver, and the bronze. How exciting was that?
Very exciting. And again, another historic moment here at the Olympics for Team USA, which we just keep doing, you know, writing more history here. And also there was another historic moment at the track this week. Jenny Simpson, she came in with a bronze in the 1500 meter. An American has never won a medal in that race. She was very excited. We actually spoke to her about that yesterday, and she was thrilled, and she'll be second guessing herself for a long time because she lost out to the silver winner, who, by the way, had been mired in some allegations of doping through her coach. Mm-hmm. Literally a hundredth of a second separated the two of them. Oh. I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah. Can I ask you really quickly, just in terms of the athletes, I know that the swimmers obviously are coming home. The gymnasts are still there, right? They're still having fun. I mean, do the athletes have the option to just sort of, now that the games are over for them, they can just sort of party in Rio and enjoy the beach and hang out in the Olympic Village, or do they have to rotate out?
A lot of athletes opt to go home because they're homesick. They've been here for a long time. It's a grueling schedule. I'm not sure that I'm pretty sure the gymnasts at this point have returned to the United States. I'm not 100% sure. The female gymnasts I'm talking about, because I know that they did a bunch of interviews, you know, the day after their meet was concluded.
Right.
And I presume they went back to the United States because I heard that's what they were going
and
to do.
And I know
do,
Katie Ledecky, sure Katie Ledecky returned. She was in Bethesda yesterday. She got to sleep in her own bed last night. And we're so proud of our local Maryland
swimmers.
Yeah,
we really are.
Who have just been doing such a great job. And we need Jack Conger to come home.
Maryland is like its own country.
Yes.
But free Jack Conger.
That's right.
That's funny.
All right. Thank you, Steve Kastenbaum, our man in Rio. Always a pleasure.